Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, hello to everyone. I'm broadcasting to you live this marvelous Monday, March 1st, 2010, from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, dreams, and ideas a success. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, we have a great lineup for you today, including information on our upcoming teleclass. We've got an exciting announcement to make about our new program, Her Own Boss. We have our question of the week, and of course, we've got a great featured guest for you today, and we'll wrap it up with our inspiration of the week. Are you seeking ways to start or grow your business? Are you ready to get empowered with resources that can move you to the next level? Well, make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com today and sign up for our free membership. You'll be able to tap into a wealth of resources, including our social network. You'll be able to connect with other professionals and businesswomen. We have great articles, great how-to information and resources, and so much more on the womenaboutbiz.com website. So make sure, if you haven't already, to sign up for that particular membership on womenaboutbiz.com. I want to talk to you about our featured book club. We've got our book club coming back up and resuming on April 1st. And, of course, last week we've talked about the book that we'll be featuring, Letting Go of Your Bananas by Dr. Daniel T. Drubin. That is an awesome book. It'll show you 12 vital keys that can liberate you and your potential. For those of you that may have read the book already, this gives you an opportunity to refresh yourself with some of the awesome techniques that he talks about into tapping into your potential. So again, our book club will resume on Thursday, April 1st, and we will be covering Letting Go of Your Bananas, and we will keep you posted on that. We've got an awesome Lunch and Learn teleclass coming up for you. I'll be facilitating that. It's called The Power of Follow-Up. And that teleclass, of course, is this Wednesday, March 3rd at 12 noon. There's still time to register for this important teleseminar, so you can visit womenaboutbiz.com to do that. Here's what you're going to learn. You're going to learn how to develop a follow-up system that gives you results. Everyone knows that follow-up is one of the most important steps in being successful. You can have perfect marketing. You can have tons of people ringing your phone off the hook. But the truth of the matter is that if you have not followed up, that's where the problem is. In addition to that, we'll show you exactly how to implement a follow-up system because, believe it or not, follow-up is something that really has to be thought out carefully. We'll show you how to hold yourself accountable, how to measure your follow-up results, and how to apply persistence without being too pushy when you need to follow up with people. So again, this particular teleclass will be on this Wednesday, March 3rd at 12 noon with moi, Trina Newby, your success coach, and I want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up for it. I do believe that we have probably about 5 or 6 more spaces for that particular teleclass, and then it will be full and closed down, okay? So make sure that you go on womenaboutbiz.com and do that. I want to share with you some exciting news about one of our programs that is not necessarily new, but we have revamped it and added on to it several other components, and that is our Her on Boss program. We're very, very excited about that. The Her on Boss program will include workshops and teleclasses, and a 6-week entrepreneur training program that is designed just for women. Now, the program itself for the entrepreneur training portion will start the first week of April, and it will provide solid instruction for women who are starting a biz, women who have perhaps been unemployed or displaced and thinking about ways that they can bring in additional income, and they need to get that foundation. Or it's for women who are already in business, but you feel that you need to get back to the basics and lay a stronger foundation under your business. So we're very, very excited about this program because we actually did a smaller version with just the entrepreneur training for the last couple of years, and it took off like a wildfire, and we were very excited. And this year, of course, we've decided to make it more of a complete program with not only the entrepreneur training, but other events surrounding it as well. Now, there are 2 exciting factors about this program that you need to know about. Number one, the program in and of itself is virtual. That means that from the comfort of your home or office, you'll be able to gain, you know, and get quality training and guidance to prepare for your business success. And the second thing is that the program is scholarship-based, and we're speaking, I'm speaking specifically in reference to the 6-week entrepreneur training program. It's scholarship-based, which means that you can apply for it and, you know, lower the cost or have no cost, which is wonderful because there's so much going on out there right now. Women are trying their very best to run their businesses successfully. And, you know, let's face it, we need a helping hand, and that's exactly what the Her Own Boss program is going to be about. Now, there are other requirements to this program, and you'll be able to view full details about it on womenaboutbiz.com starting this Wednesday, March 3rd. So, ladies, you heard about it here first on the Successful Woman Radio Show. And, of course, I want to make sure that you are able to take advantage of this. We're very, very excited about it. It always fills out quickly. So call and tell your friends about this exciting scholarship-based program with the Her Own Boss, okay? For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. We've got a featured guest that I'm very, very excited about today who will be on the show later on. So I want to make sure that you call your associates, call your friends, call other businesswomen owners, because if you've ever tried to apply for a grant or if you have ever thought about starting a nonprofit organization, we definitely have an expert who's on the line who will be able to share that information with you. And I'm talking about no other than Simone Joy. She'll be with us a little bit later. I want to give you the guest call-in number so that you can text that number to your associates or friends, or even if you're in front of your computer, jump on the email and let them know to dial in to the show. Our guest call-in number is 347-637-2589, and again, it's 347-637-2589. 637-2589. And again, this is the Successful Woman Radio Show for those of you who have just tuned in. Well, we're going to go ahead and move to our question of the week, and I hope that this will help you guys. And I want to thank Janet Davis from Dallas, Texas. And Janet, I hope you're on the line. We have chosen your question. It says, "Dear Coach Trina, I've been thinking about incorporating my business. How will this help me, and what is the cost?" Okay. Again, I'll read the question. She says, "Dear Coach Trina, I've been thinking about incorporating my business. How will this help me, and what is the cost?" Well, Janet, first of all, thank you for sending in this question, and I know it's not only going to help you, but it's going to help others who are listening to the show. First of all, you need to know that incorporating will help you to protect your personal assets, okay? It will help you to protect your money in your accounts, and so should something happen where, for example, if you were working from home and someone fell and hurt themselves really bad to the point to where they needed to recoup injury costs from you, if you were incorporated, of course, it would protect your personal assets. If you were to be sued for anything else in regards to your business, whether you were a hairstylist or in any other business where you are highly liable, it would protect all of your personal assets. And, of course, this is very important. The second thing is that it can provide a greater tax deduction for you, including health insurance and medical expenses as well. The third thing is that incorporating can lower your payments for your Social Security tax and your Medicare tax, and it can provide a greater opportunity to raise capital for your business through the issuance of stock. In addition to that, incorporating can show a higher commitment to professionalism in your business, and it can also help for individuals to know and understand that it is indeed a valid business. There are so many other benefits to incorporating. Now, the cost of incorporating will depend on two factors. Number one, the professional preparation fees for your articles, your bylaws, and your setup. And, of course, I normally do not recommend that you try to incorporate yourself unless you have experience or thorough knowledge of preparing your documents. Otherwise, I recommend that you seek a professional service or attorney to prepare it for you. The second thing is that the state registration and the annual fees vary from state to state. Now, your local county should have a Secretary of State branch where you can call in and get the fees. You can always go to Google as well and put in the keywords incorporate Secretary of State, comma, and then the name of your state. So that would be incorporate Secretary of State and then comma, your state, okay? You can always put that in, and it should pull up your Secretary of State and information about incorporating in your particular state. Now, I also would like to recommend that you speak with an accountant or a CPA, because they will be able to discuss with you the correct corporate structure based on your tax history and your business profile. Of course, we know that LLC is probably one of the easiest and most recommended incorporation structures, but you still want to see an accountant or your tax specialist. Now, I'm not referring to your bookkeeper. I'm referring to an accountant or CPA or a business attorney, because they'll be able to take a look at how you filed taxes in the past. They'll be able to ask you questions, you know, for example, as to whether or not you have other businesses. Does your spouse, if you're married, have a business? And then they'll be better able to know the best corporation structure for you, because at the same time they'll be thinking about tax deductions, structure setup, and that type of thing based on how you're going to answer your questions. So it's sometimes a little bit more complex than you know in getting everything set up. But once you do, it will start helping you and protecting your personal assets. And it'll also start helping you to build your business credit profile separate and apart from your personal credit, which is very, very important, okay? So there you have it, information on incorporating. And, of course, I want to let you know that whenever you are confused or have any issues where you don't understand the legal setup of your business or the legalities of your corporate structure at all, you definitely need to seek the advice of an accountant, CPA, or tax attorney, okay? Thank you so much, Janet from Dallas. And don't forget, you can always go to the Women About Business website and request a power talk if you have not had one. And to request that, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. Up in the red, top red menu bar, you click on business coaching, and from there, you can request your complimentary power talk, which is limited to one per person. Thank you so much for your question, Janet, and I hope that this helps not only you, but everyone listening today about incorporating your business, which is very important. I did want to add one last comment to incorporating, and of course, that is if you have been in business and you have a certain amount of money that you are generating in revenue, you also want to make sure that you talk with your tax specialist about that, because you know, incorporating can help you so much in giving you more tax breaks and more tax deductions. So you want to really make sure of that as well. In addition to that, keep in mind that incorporating is not the only thing that you do to protect yourself, because if you have a logo, if you have a business name, you also need to consider trademarking those as well. You can always find out more information about that on the Women About This website. Once you log in, the channels section will appear, and just click on trademark copyright from the WAB channels, and you'll be able to read all about trademarking and copywriting your work, okay? Thank you once again. And for all of those who are listening, this is Trina Newby, your success coach and host of the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm very, very excited today because we have some great information to share with you in the area of grants. We have a featured guest, and I want to make sure that our guest is on the call today. Simone, are you there?
Here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, before we get started, I want to just first of all introduce our featured guest today. Simone Joy is CEO and president of All Right Communications based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Simone is an entrepreneur, speaker, writer, and expert in the area of grant writing and fundraising with more than 20 years of experience. Her company, All Right Communications, is celebrating its seventh year and has been featured in Black Enterprise magazine. Simone also conducts monthly workshops, which are called one-of-a-kind, innovative, and fun to nonprofit staff, small businesses, church staff, and individuals with grant writing skills and a career interest in fund development. She never grows tired of helping raise funds, and I'm really happy about that. And she keeps abreast of all national funding and how it fits in with various communities. Fund development is what she does for a living, and she is pleased to be able to bring her expertise to many others. However, having a true passion for the community, I'm happy to announce that Simone is also currently running for state representative to serve District 88 in the Georgia area. Now, for those of you who are in Georgia, this covers Stone Mountain and parts of Tucker, Lilburn, and Lithonia. She also serves as a grant reviewer for the Federal Elections Committee and was recently nominated to be a peer reviewer for the Federal Office of Justice Programs. She is also the Atlanta Representative Grant Writer Examiner for the website www.examiner.com. And, of course, you can learn more about Simone in detail by reading her bio on the Women About Biz website, which is where you can locate the Successful Woman Radio Show channel. Simone, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Simone, thank you for being on the show today. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Oh, yes, definitely. So now, how did you enter the field of grant writing?
Actually, I was a journalist. That was the career start for me.
Mm-hmm.
And through a volunteer experience, which is how most people get into the nonprofit industry,
mm-hmm.
I was a volunteer at a group home, and the director would always ask me to edit her proposals.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I found out that I could actually use my writing skills to raise money for programs, I was hooked.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And you have been doing this for 20 years, and that's, of course, a long time. So I know that you have seen some doozies out there with people trying to get their organization started and trying to do it all on their own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the most challenging and rewarding aspects of grant writing to you?
The most challenging probably is that people believe grants are free money,
mm-hmm.
and they will not have to put together a top-of-the-line proposal for submission to show how they're actually, excuse me, going to spend the money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a large challenge.
Okay, and I know that right now, especially in the small business community, we have a lot of women who call into Women About Biz all the time saying, yes, I need to talk to someone about getting some free money for my small business. So, of course, I want to go ahead and ask you this question because I know that you have it as well. Are there grants available for startup businesses that are on the for-profit side?
Well, on the for-profit side, it is very rare
mm-hmm.
that you will find an actual grant to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
But there are grants being released now under the Obama administration
mm-hmm.
where small businesses can qualify and compete with nonprofits and churches. But to say, like, you can go to the SBA website and there are grants for small businesses, that is negative.
Okay, okay. And thank you so much for clarifying that. Could you tell us a little bit about your company, All Right Communications, and, you know, how you help people with getting their nonprofit started in grant writing?
Sure. All Right Communications, we began, as you said, 7 years ago in the state of New Jersey, actually. We were the first minority-owned grant writing firm in the state
mm-hmm.
as well. And what we do is primarily we help corporations, faith-based organizations, small, large, startup, nonprofits with not only obtaining grant funding but putting together strategic fund development plans. We also assist with research of grants. We're venturing now, I'm really excited, into charter school grant funding. So that's something new added to our mix because we have a potential client from a charter school. As you know, those are also nonprofits who are also in need of grant funds. So primarily we help clients from A to Z in terms of grant writing. We don't just accept everyone. We have to really see the potential for a client to receive grant funds in order for us to begin to work with them. In addition to that, we conduct monthly grant writing workshops, which have been attended from beginners who were just starting up nonprofits to heads of grant writing departments for the courts or other public government agencies.
Okay, okay. When a person is trying to start a nonprofit organization for themselves, could you give us just a little bit of information about what are some of the first things you think someone should think about when starting a nonprofit?
The first thing I would say is that nonprofit is still a business.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a very strong administrative and operational structure because first and foremost, you are a corporation. So some people tend to think, well, since I'm a nonprofit, I'm not really accountable as a for-profit business. But funders really look at who are your leaders, whether you have professional people on staff that can actually manage the money. So a lot of nonprofits from the passion, from their heart, they're going to put together a great program, but they forget that they need also a great CPA on board, as you spoke of earlier. You need a great office manager on board. You need a development person on board at the beginning. Don't wait until you need money to hire that position. That position should be there with you from the beginning.
Oh, I'm very, very glad that you said that, because I know a lot of women are interested in becoming involved in their communities and starting nonprofits, as you know, whether it involves children, seniors, or you know, the small business itself. And I know so many times people take the word nonprofit to mean, you know, I don't have to be as professional as I do with a for-profit business. So I'm glad that you cleared that up for us. Do you have any grant writing workshops coming up in the Atlanta area soon?
We do. We do them monthly. I think there's about three happening in Lithonia. We do it at a neighborhood center clubhouse.
Okay.
On the border of Stone Mountain. So we've actually started a three-night crash course
mm-hmm.
for people who have no knowledge whatsoever about grant writing, or they're, you know, beginners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting for this month, three Monday nights. We're also, our most successful one is called The Art and Business of Grant Writing,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which we will conduct, I believe it's twice this month. And pretty much that's a three-hour course. And it tells you not only about grant writing, but the history and the politics of obtaining funding, because sometimes obtaining grant funding has a lot to do with the political climate of what, you know, what is occurring. So we try to let people know, you know, you may have a great idea, you know, your passion may be there, you're a great business person, but funders this year are not looking to fund many projects for that. That was
mm-hmm.
like last year.
Mm-hmm.
So now this year, this is what's hot. This is what funders are looking for. And so we try to educate people on things like that. We also have a new workshop for charter school operators and people who are putting together charter schools down at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel.
Okay, wonderful. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your host, Trina Newby, and your success coach. And we're talking with our featured guest, Simone Joy, who is CEO and president of All White Communications. And Simone, of course, is a expert in the area of grant writing and fundraising. And so we are just really excited to have you on the show today. Now, for those of you who may have questions for Simone, I'm going to ask that you press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will unmute your phone and raise your hand and let me know that you have a question. So again, we are going to entertain just a couple of questions today. So if you have a question for Simone as it pertains to grants or grant writing, I want to ask you to please press 1 on your phone keypad, and that will raise your hand. We'll be able to see you, and then we will be able to unmute you and allow you to ask your question. Now, Simone, I am just so excited, because I also know that out of your love for the community, you have also got in the running for as a state representative, and I want you to talk to us a little bit about that. But also, I want to know, what made you decide to get involved politically? How did this occur?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things which motivated me was really out of frustration of helping young people around the city of Atlanta, and going to some of the current elected officials, including the incumbent that I'm running against, who seem to be overlooking a large segment. And it started out with homeless kids who are breaking into and living in foreclosed homes and in Lithonia. So it's based upon a belief. I've always been a community-oriented person, and I've always worked in the community. So, you know, we are really hurting here in District 88, in addition to the fact that I believe that women are woefully underrepresented in elected offices, although we make up the largest voters
mm-hmm.
in many, many cities, many counties, many areas. I believe that I'm going to bring a true compassion back to public service, and to show that, you know, women can be elected officials just as much as men.
Exactly. And you said something that really struck a note with me, and that was the fact that, you know, there are not as many women in public office, and yet we are the majority in voters. And, you know, that's very interesting because we seem to be the majority in everything, and yet we don't seem to have as loud of a voice in, when it comes to us. That's very odd. We are the majority of the consumer decision makers. We are the ones that are going out there and making those purchases and making those decisions, and we really impact the economy. And we are the majority right now when it comes to starting a small business. And, you know, now we're hearing from you also that we are the majority when it comes to voting a lot of times, but we are not really running for public office. Let's talk a little bit about success and women and what success means to you. And I'm really proud of you. You know, I just want to say I'm totally honored because you are really stepping out there not only as a CEO, but it's good to see a woman that is out there in the community and showing her community that she cares for it. Simone, tell me, what is success to you? I mean, because you do a lot. What does success mean to you?
I guess it's just pretty much, you know, knowing that I'm comfortable, and that, you know, I believe that God gave me gifts and they are to be shared with others, and that, you know, whenever you can help, that we just have a responsibility just by being on earth to help others. And if you can, why not?
Exactly.
You know. So I think that people, they have different measures of success. Right now, as I'm entering my 44th year of life, what's successful in this decade is pretty much, you know, making sure that I am able to, you know, set up the college funds for the kids, to not have to worry about, you know, whether my mortgage can be paid, or, you know, I'm meeting seniors, you know, along the campaign trail and in my office helping them, and, you know, I'm seeing people that weren't really preparing, you know, for the golden years and how they need so much help, or, you know, success is, you know, making sure that my clients are happy and that they continue to speak about me to others in a positive manner, and that, you know, I do what I say and say what I do.
Exactly. And it sounds like what I'm also hearing you say, that it's all about action and moving forward. Wonderful.
Have to prepare. You know, when I first started AllRight, it was one of those things, you know, I didn't have that perfect business plan, but we had a vision, and we knew that the first 5 years would be the hardest, you know, according to statistics in terms of starting a new business. And when we got to that 6th year, we were like, wow, you know, we did it. You know, and so now we're going into the 7th year, and it's like, wow, okay, we're really on to something now.
Exactly.
I think I finally got it, you know,
Definitely. So. And for those of you who have just tuned in, we're talking with Simone Joy, who is the CEO and president of AllRight Communications and a grant expert. If you have any questions, I did see someone with a question, but their hand disappeared off of the screen. If you have any questions, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and you can ask your question to Simone. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the caller whose phone ends in 2855. Are you there?
I am here.
Okay. We have a caller, 2855, who's just raised their hand. That's your last 4 of your phone number digits, 2855. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question and a comment. My hat is off to you, Trina.
Okay, and who's speaking?
This is Maddie Rock.
Hey, Maddie. Go ahead with your question.
My question is for Simone. Somehow I missed information on the 3-night course that you have over there. When is that?
Okay, Simone, she wants more information about the 3-night course.
I don't know the dates by heart, but they are definitely listed on the website.
And what is your website, Simone?
It's www.granthelp.com. atlanta.info.
Okay, and I'll repeat that for everybody. It's www.granthelpatlanta. Was that correct, Simone?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that was granthelpatlanta.com?
.info.
.info. Okay, so that's www.granthelpatlanta.info. Okay, did you get that, Maddie?
I got you. I got it.
Wonderful. Did you have any other questions?
No, just congratulations to the both of you for what you're out there doing. I really appreciate it. Glad
okay.
to be able to tune in.
Okay, thank you so much for coming
you.
On the show, Maddie. And do we have anyone else that has questions for Simone Joy, CEO and President of All Right Communications and Grant Expert? We're so excited to have you on the show today, Simone, and we really appreciate your contribution not only to the community but also to the world of nonprofit. I just want to ask you a couple of other questions. For someone who is not in the Atlanta area, will you be doing teleclasses in the future?
We do maybe about twice a year.
Okay.
So you have to really check on the website. I know the last one we did was, I believe it was October.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to we'll definitely keep the listeners of the Successful Woman Radio Show in tune to your programs. And for those of you who want to learn more about Simone, you can visit her website directly at www.granthelpatlanta.info, or you can also go to the womenaboutbiz.com radio. I'm sorry, you can go to the womenaboutbiz.com website and click on Successful Woman Radio, and there you'll see Simone's bio. You can re-listen to the show because we'll put up the show recording for today, and you can also see the link going directly to her website. Simone, did you have any last comments that you'd like to make on the show?
Well, pretty much, you know, I think that women who have an interest in starting a nonprofit or receiving grant funding should really try and reach out to those in that area who have been successful at it. And just because the nature of the nonprofit business is to share and to care for one another, usually you can find a mentor within a nonprofit organization that would be more than willing to meet with you, you know, go for coffee. And you can just kind of, you know, ask them, you know, what makes you successful at this? You know, how did you take your program from here to there? And I think that's real important because on the for-profit side, it's a little bit more competitive in terms of getting clients, getting funds for your business. But on the nonprofit side, it really is about helping each other and partnerships and collaborations.
Okay, okay, very good. Well, Simone, on behalf of Women About Biz and the Successful Woman Radio Show, I want to thank you so very much for coming on and being our featured guest. And again, for those of you that have just tuned in, you can always go to the womenaboutbiz.com website, and you can listen to a live recording of today's interview with Simone Joy. Thank you so much, Simone.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. We are so excited that we have successful women who have experience in all types of backgrounds who are on the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I just want to encourage our listeners that if you know of a successful woman that you would like to see interviewed and featured on our show, please make sure that you either visit the website and click on the Contact Us and fill out your information there, or feel free to email me directly. That's T as in Trina, T Newby, at womenaboutbiz.com, and we'll be more than happy to entertain your request. Now comes the time for our inspirational moment, and I'm very excited to share with you a poem today. You know, as women, we are trying so hard to succeed in life, and we are making it. We're making it happen. And so we always have to keep ourselves motivated. And today I want to read to you guys our weekly inspiration called Changing Your Thinking. And this author is unknown, but what is said here is certainly worth hearing. The poem goes like this. By changing your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. When you change your expectations, you change your attitude. And of course, when your attitude is changed, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. And that's the bottom line, because when you change your performance, you change your life. And that is what's so wonderful. We always talk about here on the Successful Woman Radio Show, we always talk about believing in yourself. We talk about stay motivated. We talk about don't be afraid to change, because change is what's going to help you be successful. Stop caring about what other people think about you. Step outside of your box and be who you need to be. You know, it's going to be okay. If you make a mistake, if you don't succeed all the way in something that you're trying to do, it's going to be okay. The most important thing is that you have to change your attitude, change your behavior, change your performance. Do those things that's necessary. I love the word change. It was only when I embraced the fact that I had the ability to make changes in my life, whether it was second by second, moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, month by month. When I learned I had the ability to make changes in my life, I started seeing things happen, okay? Never be afraid to change. Even if you're in a small business that's not doing well, or you found out that it's not what you want, that doesn't have anything to do with you succeeding in your vision. You need to change that business. Change it and make it what you need it to be, or close the business and start something that will do what you needed to do, what you need to do for yourself. Change is beautiful, and I love the end of this when it says, when you change your performance, you change your life. And I want you guys who are hearing this today to believe and know that it is change that is going to make you successful. It is you believing in yourself enough that you are not going to let anyone hold you back, including, guess what, including you. You can make it happen for yourself. This week I want you to ask yourself, what is it that I want to see accomplished by Friday? And then I want you to list that out. Next, I want you to list any challenges that may pop up that might prevent you from making that happen by Friday. And then you need to list all of the tasks associated. And I want you to make some changes in your life this week. If there is something that you don't know how to do, I want you to ask somebody, how do I do it? I want you to reach out. I want you to change and make a difference in your life this week. We have come to the end of the show. I certainly hope you have enjoyed it. Again, we want to thank our featured guest, Simone Joy, for being a part of our show today. And as always, you guys know that you can call me, Trina Newby, and that you can get motivation, support, and encouragement from me. This has been today, Monday, March 1st, 2010. This has been our Successful Woman Radio Show. And I want to end with saying, have a productive and prosperous week. Bye-bye, everybody.